Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Luana is the president and founder of A Touch From Above. Her burden for America has caused her to dedicate 25 acres to build a place of prayer, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, where God's people come from all over the world and pray. It's exciting to see. We also have a university to equip God's people, a church, and this radio program, which reaches millions daily. Dr. Luana's conviction is to always preach the whole counsel of God. As she is ministering, the Holy Spirit is moving upon the hearts of the people to turn them back to Him. Together we can reach the world. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you. Please contact us at touchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.org. And now it's time to set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. Now, Dr. Luana Steins.
Then I called on the name of the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. God richly bless you. I want to thank you for joining us. We're here every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And by the way, God bless you, Mr. Roger. God bless you, Betsy. God bless you, all those that are listening. God bless you, Mark. God bless you, Marianne. God bless you, Rosalind. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God bless you, Cecilia. How are you? God is awesome. He is awesome. I want to thank you for joining it. All you others as well. Thank you so much. God richly bless you. God bless you, Rich. Oh my goodness, I could just go on and on and on and on. I want to encourage you. Being a part of the body of Christ is so awesome. So awesome, 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 awesome. You know, the Bible tells you and I that, you know, you ever hear people say, well, I don't like organized religion. Oh, yeah, they just like an unorganized life, right? It makes me laugh because I think, are you kidding me? You know, God wants us to be a part of the body of Christ. We need to be rooted. Root yourselves in church. That's what makes all the difference. You know, 2 Timothy, Paul warns 2 Timothy, and he tells him that in the last days, let me read you this. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. You see, if you're not in the body of Christ, and I know COVID came and everybody just kind of scattered and I don't need to go to church and I'm watching church on TV and I don't want to give my tithe and, you know, I send it into the YouTube preacher with tennis shoes and, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You see, how can you be equipped and prepared for the end of time if you are not part of a wonderful, beautiful body of Christ? The church is like an umbrella. It's like the ark. You know, it's like God, he told Noah, Noah, build me an ark. And the ark is, it was a place of safety. And what was amazing to me, when you go back and read in Genesis, that only 8 in Noah's time were in that ark. Do you know that Noah built that ark for 120 years? 120 years. The Bible says he was a preacher of righteousness. And guess what? A preacher of righteousness that preached the truth every day, 365 days out of the year, Oh my gosh. I wonder how many days that is. Has somebody got a calculator? Man, I wonder how many days that is. That just got me thinking. It's 365 days times 120 years comes up to 43,800. Is that right? That can't be right. 43,800 times he preached the gospel. Is that right? 365 days times 140 years, or 120 years, comes up to 43,800 days. Whoa! So he preached the gospel for, and I thought, we preach the gospel a lot. Whoa, whoa, and whoa. 43,800 times he shared warning and preaching about the judgment of God coming. But you know what? They didn't listen. They didn't obey. They didn't care. They went about their own way, and only eight entered into the ark. You're listening to my program today, and I love you, and I'm here to tell you that you've got to listen. There's a judgment that is coming, and I know it's not very popular today, but there's an end-time judgment that is coming, and so many people are not listening. James tells us in chapter 1, verse 22, he says, "But be a doer." Oh, let me back up. "So then, beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not precede the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and is not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was." You understand what he's saying there? To be a doer of the word. My good friend and assistant pastor is here, Pastor Jill. What would you like to say to that?
God bless you, Pastor. I think about, there's so many people out there, they think it's okay, but their life is in turmoil because of the deception.
You know, sin brings shame.
Yes, sin brings shame and brokenness and emptiness and heartache, and that's why Jesus, he made a way so we could not live in sin.
Hello, there's that wake-up call. Jesus made a way. You don't have to live in sin. Well, what about that? How many times have we heard people say, "We're just human"? Well, I'm just human. God knows it. We're just all kind of, you know, I'm not the way I used to be, but you're still compromising.
You've been preaching this whole week on root yourself in church. And when you hear the word comes in, and the conviction of the Holy Spirit comes, and God wants to move in your life. He wants to bring you into his holiness, because Jesus, he died to set us free from sin. He doesn't want you to be bound in sin. The Bible says in Romans, whoever you yield your members to, you become a slave to. And you feel that you're a slave, or there's an, you're addicted and you don't have freedom. We're here to tell you there is freedom. And that's why it's so important to be a part of the body of Christ and be in church. Because you hear in the word, and the Holy Spirit's moving on your heart. He's bringing conviction. He's helping you because he wants the best for you.
Amen, amen, and amen. And I think when you're rooted in church, your life begins to change because you hear the word. you hear the word, and the word is so powerful, and the word changes us from the inside out. Now, a lot of people may not understand how important the word is, but when you come into church, you're there to worship, you're there to praise, you're iron sharpened at the iron, you're become a family, you become a unit, and when one brother is struggling, the other one's there to help. When a husband walks out or a wife walks out or you're going through a trial or sickness, the other one is there to help. You know, the Bible says, let us therefore be diligent to enter the rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. You know, there is hope and there is freedom. You don't have to live in the bondage of your flesh. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
You know, the Bible tells you and I that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers, the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. And this is why we come together as a powerful unit, the church. The church is the ark of God. It's like the umbrella keeping us protected from the storms, and we're there to help one another.
I think about King David. He said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God. And what an amazing, that's in Psalms 84:10. He had such a love for God. He wanted to be in God's house. He wanted to build God's temple. He had a heart for God. And I think what happens is Satan's a strategist, and he gets you sidetracked. And the things of the world come in, and you get bored and distracted. But if you could plant yourself in the house of God, and if you could just love him, love his word, you will be a fruitful Christian, and in eternity you'll be so grateful that you obeyed God's word.
You know, that scripture that you just said, I love it. The psalmist David, he says, for a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Woo-wee! Woo-wee! That makes you want to shout. No wonder you're tormented. Do you understand? You've got to get in the ark. You've got to get in the house of God again. Quit making YouTube television. Quit looking at this TikTok so-called preacher gonna give you a word. God said, I'm gonna give you a word. Hallelujah. All you gotta do is send me $1,000 and I'm gonna give you $1,000 word. I'll tell you what, open up your Bible and you can have a word for absolutely free. It won't cost you a thing. Jesus is speaking through Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians. He's speaking through his entire word from Genesis to the book of Revelation.
And the word brings life. Let me read to you real quick. Isaiah 55, reading in verse 10. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which I sent it. That tells me how important is the word. If you let that word, you come to church, come to our church. Our church is the best church in all of the world. It's right here in Ramona. I mean, it's very close. You can hear Dr. Luana's preaching. It's incredible. But most of all, the word is coming forth, and it's going to work in your life, and it's going to produce fruit. You can see the fruit, and you can see your life changed, and you can help others change. And God is moving. You want to be a part of that.
Amen. Thank you. You know, the Bible says in Psalms chapter 86, it says, "Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forever." Ooh, my goodness. I'm telling you, to be in the house of God, you know, you hear Pastor Jill here speaking. She's also been, let me go back. She wasn't always a pastor. She came into my women's home when she was only 18 years old. She was in the Army. She had went in the Army at a young age to escape the alcoholism of her family. And she said, "I got to get out of here." So she joined the Army. Her dad signed the paper for her to join. And she was stationed at Fort Carson, Colorado. But at the age of 18 and 19, she was already drinking. She was falling into the exact same pattern that her parents were. Her brother was a drunk. Her other brother was a drunk. Her mom and dad were alcoholics. And little did she know that she was falling into the same pattern and needed that yoke and that curse broken off of her. And then what happened as she went in, as she came to church? What did God do there, Pastor Jill?
God changed my whole life. I met Dr. Luana in a small church, and she was testifying and on fire and loving Jesus. She had a women's home. And I said, "You know what? I need help. I need to go there." And so I asked her, "Can I move into your women's home?" And that was over 40 years ago, and she hasn't been able to kick me out since. But you know what? She discipled me. She took time, and she helped me learn the word, and she helped me in all different areas by her example of just being on fire for Jesus, preaching everywhere she went.
Amen. You know, it's amazing. Because we have so many, you know, when I think about all that God has done and I think about all the different people that have gone through our lives in those 40 years, you've been here with this ministry 42 years, 42 years. Do you realize that's a long time? That's decades? 4 decades. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it's amazing because you can see the fruit of those that came and were rooted and grounded and locked in the word, were in the women's home, took the word, apply it, were faithful to church. You can see their life completely changed today. And then you can see those that came, you know, like Mark says, Mark chapter 4 says, the word of God, the seed fell on some stony ground among the thorns and then in good soil. And you can see what happens. This is why church is so important. We watched girls as they came into the women's home. Remember, some of them said, "Well, I got to work on Sunday." And we would say, "No, to be in the women's home, you got to be at church." And what we were doing is not trying to control their life. We were trying to get them to establish in their life that God is first. And if Jesus is first in your life, he takes care of everything that you need. I know it sounds so bizarre, but God is Jehovah Jireh. That scripture that says, He will not withhold any. He will not withhold anything from those that love him. There's not one thing that God will withhold from you because he loves you and because you love him. And if he is the Lord and the master of your life, then you will love to go to church. You will say, you know what? It's Sunday, man. I got to get to church. Oh, my goodness. It doesn't matter the trial. It doesn't matter the heartache. It doesn't matter what you go through. You said, nope, I'm going to church. But see, the devil has one agenda, and that's to steal the word. Because if he can steal the word, he'll make your life unfruitful.
Dr. Luana, that's Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
What a powerful blessing. That's a guaranteed blessing. You know, and why are we saying you need to be rooted in church? Because the Bible says, honor the Sabbath and keep it holy. You see, we make Sunday our Sabbath.
Well, Sabbath isn't on a Sunday. Sabbath is really on a Saturday.
No, we make Sunday our Sabbath. Quit it. Quit it with the honoring us. You have to make a decision. Well, it's the Super Bowl. I want to go watch the game. Get your rumpus to church. Don't make the Super Bowl your idol. Because Jesus said, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their heart. You see, the devil hates the word of God. These likewise are the ones sown on the stony ground. When they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they have no root. They have no root. They're not rooted. They have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. And afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises, what is the devil after? For the word's sake, immediately they stumble. The devil hates the word. Now, these are the ones sown among the thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world. You don't understand. You don't know what all I'm going through. My husband gets mad at me if I go to church. Go to church anyhow. My wife said that she'll leave me. Go to church anyhow. And the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desire for other things entering in, choke the word. What is it that the devil's afraid of? The word. Why is he so afraid of God's word? And it becomes unfruitful. But these, oh my goodness, are the ones sown on good ground. Those who hear the word, get up, go to church, hear the word week after week after week. They accept it. They are a hearer of the word. Now they're a doer of the word. And they bear fruit. What kind of fruit? Some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Oh my goodness. I don't know about you, but I want to bear 100-fold fruit of God's word. Oh my goodness. What does God's word tells us? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. What does his word tell us? Blessed is the man who does not, oh my goodness, when you understand what God's word says, blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. You don't have to go to church. You know what? You don't have to. I love Jesus. No, do not stand in their counsel, nor stands in the path of sinners. Why don't we just go out today and go fishing? Why don't we just go today and go camping? No, I got to go to church, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Oh, come on. God doesn't care. That's the mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does, he shall prosper. But the ungodly, oh, no way, they're not so, but they're like the shaft, which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. But the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I don't know about you, but I don't want to perish. I don't want to take the counsel of the ungodly. I don't want to stand in the path of the sinners, and I don't want to sit with the mockers. I want to get my rumpus up, and I want to get to church. I want to be rooted in the house of the Lord. I want to hear his word. I want to grow strong in the Lord. I want the blessing of God. I want to run the race that he set before me, and I want to hear these words at the end. Well done. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord. Amen. If you've been lacking and playing where you shouldn't be, tell God you're sorry. Say, Jesus, I'm so sorry. I need to get my rumpus back into church. Thank you so much for listening today.
Thank you for listening. We are a listening supported program. If you please hear what we're saying today, we want to help you grow in your Christian walk. I know you appreciate Dr. Luana's messages. She's been preaching for many, many years, but her heartbeat is to reach the world for Jesus. And could you be a part? Just give to our ministry, atouchfromabove.org. You can go to our website and give online, or you can mail in P.O. Box 2800 Ramona, California 92065. God bless you. We appreciate you.
Amen. Thank you so much for giving. Thank you for your support. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above, right from Ramona, California. A Touch from Above also has a prayer mountain. Don't forget, visit our website. Come on out. It's awesome. Maybe you're listening from across the U.S. Well, come by and visit. I'm telling you, God is so awesome. And the prayer mountain is beautiful. And besides, San Diego's a beautiful place to come to visit anyway. Come stay at the prayer mountain a couple days, pray and fast. And then, guess what? Go down and visit Mission Beach, La Jolla. Go down and see Balboa Park. Or, you know, it's amazing. God loves you. You're important. And our God is so awesome. And again, thank you so much for your support. And thank you so much for listening. I love you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to my
rescue. A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry through much heartache. She never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967, 760-315-1967, or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Steins, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about His plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about His plan for her life, and He can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Steins will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. A Mother's Story.
A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed His calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer, large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.